Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, 10th June 2021. Top stories for today. The Ministry of Health, MOH, reports a total of 5,671 new COVID-19 infections in Malaysia within the last 24 hours, making for a total of more than 639,000 infections since the pandemic began. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah said Selangor leads the log with the highest daily infections again at 1,510 cases, followed by Kuala Lumpur at 769 cases and Sarawak with 631 cases. The Yang Dipertuan Agong has started a series of meetings with leaders of political parties since yesterday amid public discontent over the government's handling of a coronavirus crisis that has forced the nation into a third lockdown. In a statement, the National Palace said the King had convened a special meeting of the Council of Rulers to discuss efforts to battle the epidemic during the emergency. Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin was the first to meet with the King yesterday ahead of his weekly cabinet meeting. Other political leaders are expected at the palace over the next few days, including former Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad, who arrived earlier this afternoon at the Istana Negara. Kulai MP Teo Ni Cheng earlier today said that from the total of 150,000 laptops promised during the tabling of Budget 2021 by the Finance Minister, Dato' Sri Tengku Zafrul Abdul Aziz last November, less than 13,000 have been distributed as of June 5th. Teo stressed that the laptops will determine the quality of home-based learning, especially for the B40 students. On the international front, US President Joe Biden's administration plans to donate 500 million coronavirus vaccine doses produced by Pfizer worldwide. All of those doses will be donated via COVAX, the global initiative to help vaccinate developing countries, and they will go to 92 lower-income countries and the African Union. And with a global rate of more than 6,000 coronavirus deaths in 24 hours, after the eastern state of Bihar, one of the poorest states, dramatically revised upwards its data, raising suspicions that India's toll is much higher than reported. According to Health Ministry figures, the country logged about 6,148 new deaths overnight, taking total fatalities to almost 360,000, the world's third highest. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.